Morning, Ireland. It's 11 minutes past seven. I can't tell you how shocked we are about it. The board deeply regrets the betrayal of trust with the public. That was the reaction of RTE board chair Shuni Riley on the 6-1 News last night after the station admitted additional payments of €345,000 to presenter Ryan Tubridy from 2017 to the start of this year. Money that was not declared in the annual pay statements, creating the misleading impression that Ryan Tubridy's pay had been cut more than it had in fact been cut, by 5.5% instead of the stated 11%. Ryan Tubridy will not be on air for his show at 9 this morning. For the latest, we're joined by our arts and media correspondent, Sinéad Crowley. And with me in studio is Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post and broadcaster. Sinéad, I'll start with you. Take us through the facts, when this emerged and what we've learned so far.
Well, we learned about it at 3 o'clock yesterday when RTE issued this lengthy statement about this matter. And what they have told us is that the issue emerged in March. There was a routine audit of RTE's 2022 accounts and an issue was identified. And the Audit and Risk Committee then of the RTE board commissioned Grant Thornton to carry out a review on the matter. And this, as I said, the actual facts emerged into the public domain then at 3 o'clock yesterday. So essentially, this is about extra payments. Ryan Tubridy received, we are told, payments totalling €345,000 above his published salary between 2017 and 2022. Now, the detail, there's a lot of detail there, but essentially there's two different types of payments. One of them was a €75,000 payment by a commercial partner. This was in return for personal appearances. It's a barter account is the description, but essentially when these weren't subsequently paid by the commercial partner, that had been underwritten by RTE, so RTE ended up paying them. And there's also other investigations into payments of €120,000. But essentially, the top line figure is €345,000 above his annual published salary. And the reason this is so significant is because RTE has an obligation, obviously, like any company, to keep accurate financial accounts, but also it has an obligation to publish its accounts in an annual report, to send that report to the Minister for Communications, to have it signed off by Cabinet. And then RTE goes an extra step in which it actually publishes those top 10 earners, as they're known, or the top 10 on-air presenters. Their salaries are published. They're published a couple of years behind in terms of commercial sensitivities, but they are published and they always cause great debate in the media. People, you know, talk about them, they analyse them, but there is that sense that they are out there and they are published. And of course, it has now emerged that the number one slot in that, which has been Ryan Tubridy for a number of years, that figure was not accurate, was not as reported. So that's why people are so concerned about the situation.
And that's what the chair was referring to when she spoke about the betrayal of trust with the public. What did RTE Chair Shuni Riley say in her interview with David McCullough yesterday evening on the 6-1?
Yes, so she's quoted in, there was a memo to staff, first of all, earlier in the day where she spoke about, you know, the fact that the apology and the fact that she regretted the betrayal of trust. And she said again that on the 6-1 News that she apologised for it. She did say that they acted quickly once they were alerted and that they set all the process in train to find out what had happened. It all seems to have happened reasonably quickly in that they said the board received the report last Friday. There was a board meeting on Monday and then obviously the statement at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So that's what she's saying. There was regret and there was an apology, but she hasn't been able to go into the details of who signed off, for example, on the figures and how. She said there is a process still in train to find out what was going on. She also said that Ryan Tubridy wouldn't be on air this morning. That's not a matter for the board. It's an editorial matter, but that was the case.
And speaking of editorial, there has been no appearance yet, has there, from the outgoing DG, Dee Forbes, or any other senior executive in the station, has there?
No, the way RTE is run, RTE has the board and Shuni Riley is the board and she did the interviews yesterday, but there is also obviously an executive board, the head of that being the Director General. Dee Forbes would have been Director General during the period, you know, most of the time in question here. She hasn't done any public interviews yesterday. She's due to finish up her term shortly. RTE staff were also told yesterday that Mr. Adrian Lynch is the Deputy Director General and is Deputy Director General at the moment, and that Kevin Backhurst, who's due to take over, will take over on July the 10th as planned. But no, at the moment, Dee Forbes hasn't issued a statement or hasn't done interviews, and neither has anyone from senior management. So it's the board that has spoken at this stage, but not management.
And we have had reaction from Ryan Tubridy and NK management, haven't we?
That's right. Ryan Tubridy and his management issued a statement yesterday in which they essentially said they were, there was a surprise expressed at how, you know, that the matter was, I suppose, being spoken about the way it was. There's no question that, you know, Ryan Tubridy received those payments under his contract, and there isn't a question in that sense. But he did say that he was surprised at the announcement. He said it was unfortunate that the errors were made in how RTE reported the payments. But he said that this is a matter for RTE and he's no involvement in RTE's internal accounting. So he said, essentially, he's saying, look, this is a matter for RTE. It's how they reported it. I can't shed any light on why they treated the payments in the way they did. So that's what they're saying. And a similar statement from his management saying, look, this is a matter for RTE and that there's no suggestion of any wrongdoing on the part of Ryan Tubridy, which, you know, hasn't been said at any stage. It is in terms of who said what was being paid and when.
And there was a strong reaction from the unions. We'll have more of that as well later in the programme.
Yeah, I mean, this is all taking place, and this is, I suppose, the bigger picture, which is so important. This is all taking place in an organisation that is trying to do, that has said publicly it's trying to do cost cutting, that has said its finances it's really strapped for cash. It has consistently said, for example, at, you know, when it appears at all committees or when it does interviews, that it doesn't have enough money, that there needs to be reform of the licence fee, that it needs more collection of money in order for it to do its job. Staff have been told this continually. There's been cost-cutting exercise discussions over that. So really huge anger from staff yesterday when they discovered that this had happened. And I suppose a response that goes beyond the actual sums of money involved, because it is taking place in this situation where people are continually being told that finance and money is a big problem. So there is going to be a meeting of the, an emergency meeting of the NUJ today, and much talked about on campus yesterday.
Sinead, thank you for that. Sinead continuing to report on these developments throughout the day. With me in studio, Ian Guider, as I said, columnist with the Business Post and broadcaster. Your reaction?
It's a very difficult day for RTE. I think that's the understatement of it. To put the numbers in a bit of context, €345,000 of not declaring this amount of income that Ryan Tubridy was paid over the years, that's a fraction of RTE's annual income. But most of RTE's income comes from the licence payer. It gets €196 million every year from the licence payer through the licence fee. And that's why people are upset about these figures externally. Whatever the reason is, the top 10 figures every year when it comes out about broadcasters and RTE's pay, it upsets people. They don't like the idea that there are people in this building who put in a lot of hard work, but they don't like the idea that people are paid these sums of money. And the idea that there were sums of money that weren't disclosed to them is upsetting a whole lot of people. But beyond the sums of money, it is how they were paid. And there are two issues here. You heard from Sinead, there's a couple of different issues here. The first one is when RTE decided that, well, we have to reduce the earnings of our top 10 highest broadcasters by 15% from 2019 onwards. Well, when they decided to go into negotiations with Ryan Tubridy, who came up with this idea that they would get an external partner, a commercial partner, to pay these €75,000?
So who knew what?
Who knew what?
They knew it?
Who signed off on it? Who came up with this idea? I'm sure there are people who say, look, does it matter who decided what and when? It does. Was this a way that RTE were looking at, well, perhaps if we do this for Ryan in future negotiations, we could get commercial partners, sponsors or advertisers to pay part of the income? Did the board know about this? And if they didn't
know...
The chair said they didn't last night.
She was talking about the board that she's dealing with, I think, at the moment.
And if that is the case, well, why didn't the board know? Because Ryan Tubridy is the highest profile presenter in RTE, the highest paid person in RTE for many years. So why didn't the board, when these negotiations were coming up, well, how did Ryan Tubridy respond to the fact that we are seeking to cut top 10 presenters' pay over the next couple of years? Was he happy about it? How are we getting around this arrangement? And then the question is, the sums of money over 2017, 2018 and 2019, that his pay was understated to the tune of €120,000. How did this emerge? As Sinead said there, all companies have an obligation in their accounts to account for every single euro and cent of what they do. How did this emerge? There is an ongoing investigation.
Because it was being dealt with in a separate barter account, which wasn't under the control of finance, as far as I understand. Isn't that the explanation?
All of these things are explanations, but can you expect an organisation of the size and scale of RTE, with the number of people working here and the processes in place, and given its role in public life, there are many people who will be sitting in discharge chair answering for their responsibilities in other organisations. They are coming in for a grilling. You would expect RTE to be dealing with their own internal finances this way as well. So there are two issues here. As I said, it is the arrangements from 2020 to 2022, about €75,000, and also the understatements between 2017 and 2019.
Couple of issues. You talk about the long-term impact and you talk about people's attitude to presenters' pay in RTE. They are entitled not to like what presenters in RTE get paid. They are also entitled to transparency, surely, about what presenters are in fact getting paid. That's the very least people are entitled to, isn't it?
It is. And for many years, let's be honest, RTE, when it put out those figures on the top 10, they are delayed for a number of months, if not years. It used to be in the past that they were several years before you would find out what was paid. So if it was 2022, you wouldn't normally find out until 2024 because it was normally either commercially sensitive or more likely politically sensitive. And also the public just didn't like it. And that is something RTE has to deal with. I also think here, look, no matter what you do, people don't like executives or anybody else earning large sums of money because these are extraordinary sums for ordinary people out there where the average salary in this country is €46,000. So when they hear...
They're extraordinary sums to a lot of journalists in here, I can tell you. Yes.
And across the media as well. But the wider impact of all of this will be, as you said, there's the short-term reputational hit to RTE right now about how can you hold people to account. The longer issue is, how does RTE go about seeking extra funding?
Trust, truth, transparency, they're the keywords that broadcasters talk about in their relationship with their audience. The point that Terry Prone was making in her column today, we heard in Fiona's paper review, that the reputational damage to RTE dwarfs the sum involved, particularly a station that has been saying it's in an existential crisis in terms of its finances for many years.
Yes, and as I said, the sum of money here, it is a fraction of RTE's budget that we are talking about here, €345,000 over a period of 6 years. RTE's annual income is over €300 million. The licence fee income is nearly €200 million. But RTE has a funding crisis. It has been said for many years by the outgoing Director General and Chairperson of the Board that they need to have a revamp of the licence fee to get more people out there paying a licence fee. How can you go out there and ask people on the doorstep? If you're in a government who has to sign off on this, how could you ask people to pay more when somebody say, well, I don't trust RTE. They're not telling me the truth. They are not telling me how much they are paying themselves and their top people. How can that possibly happen right now? And in a period where the media is under challenge financially across the board, it's not just RTE, it's the entire Irish media needs a funding revamp. How can you now go out there and say, we need additional income? They'll say, well, we don't trust you.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. As I say, we'll have more on this throughout the programme. But for the moment, Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post and broadcaster, thank you for your time. 24 minutes past seven.